أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. إن الذين عند ربك لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ويسبحونه وله يسجدون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. And remember your Rabb at heart with humility, reverence and respect and fear, and not in loud words in the mornings, in the evenings, and be not heedless. Those that are nearest your Rabb are not proud to serve Him and worship Him, and they glorify Him and they bow down for Him. The adab and the protocol, the etiquette of a worshipper, what should be his mindset? How should he be conducting himself at the time of ibadat? So he is going to be an embodiment of humility. His appearance will be an appearance of humility. The wordings will be wordings of humility. And his mind will be also consumed with humility. So humility in all three respects. Mentally he will be consumed with humility. He doesn't feel anything of himself, considers himself to be a non-entity. His appearance also should be the appearance of a humble person, as we do at the time of dua. And number three, the wordings that he's going to be using at the time of his worship and remembering Allah Ta'ala should be also wordings of humility. Tadarru'an. Number two, wakhifatan, and with fear and reverence. Not with pride and arrogance that I am serving Allah Ta'ala. Rather with fear, got in mind that the switch of life is in his hands. Health and illness is in his hands. Ability, disability are in his hands. Honor and disgrace are in his hands. Guidance and misguidance are in his hands. So everything is in his hands. He can just switch it off or switch it on whenever he wishes. Hence, the blessing and the grace of guidance of doing what you are doing is purely His grace. So keep that in mind, keep that at the uppermost of your mind, topmost of your mind, that this is entirely His grace. Not for a single second should we think that we are serving Him of our own achievement, rather it is purely His grace. So humility and fear, and not in loud words. You don't have to shout and scream when worshipping and remembering Allah Ta'ala. So overall, there are different ways that you could remember Allah Ta'ala. One is just in the mind. You are deeply meditating on His greatness, His majesty, His sifat and attributes. And number two is you are remembering Him in the mind, but with verbal remembrance as well. And like in the other words, in the other verse, ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. One way is to call on Him, but softly. Idh nada rabbahu nida'an khafiya. Allah Ta'ala speaks about a pious servant. When he called him in soft words. So that was one approach and one way. So the first is just remembering Allah Ta'ala in the mind. And the second is remembering Him at heart. But together with remembering Him in the heart and the mind, then one also speaks to Allah Ta'ala. It means verbally also he communicates with Allah Ta'ala. But he does it softly. And the third is that he communicates with Allah Ta'ala at mind, verbally, but also audibly, loudly, that he as well as those around him, they can also listen. What we will say, jahr or jahri dhikr. So all these three manners have been recommended in the Quran, the pages of the Quran. Obviously, when you are calling and worshipping him, then it mustn't be in very loud words as though you are screaming and shouting, because that will go against fear. If you're calling on someone with fear and hope, with extreme fear, then you're not going to scream and shout. Rather, you will talk audibly. You will express your humility and your fear, your reverence for the being that you are talking to. And do this mornings and evenings, in other words, at all times, like how we say, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala controls all, not just the east and the west, but all that is in between as well. So at all times, remember Allah Ta'ala, mornings and evenings, especially before Maghrib and after Fajr. So at these times, remember Allah Ta'ala and be not at all from those that are unmindful. And those that are in the near your Rabb, they aren't proud about serving Him. They are proud to serve Him, to worship Him, to glorify Him. So they glorify Him all the time and they bow down for Him all the time. Their hearts are bowing down. If they aren't bowing down all the time, then their hearts are in sajda all the time, they glorifying Him, whether mentally or verbally. Hadith, it is reported, Thuban had asked, show me something that will enter me into Jannah. He was told, frequent the sajdas. Frequenting sajdas would refer to making a lot of nafil namaz. If Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah says, just sajda itself, independently, is not an ibadat. However, if someone does it and makes dua in that posture, then it is permissible, like how one would raise his hands and ask Allah Ta'ala, and he wishes to independently make one sajda and beg Allah Ta'ala's favors in that posture, then this is also permissible. It's also reported when an ayat of sajda is recited and a person makes sajda, then shaitan cries, he can't contain his grief and his pain, and he says, the son of Adam was commanded to make sajda and he bowed down. And then because he bowed down, when he heard Allah Ta'ala speaking about bowing down, so he will receive Jannat. And I was asked to bow down, but I refused. And because I refused, therefore for me is Jahannam. They ask you about the spoils of war, say the spoils of war belong to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So fear Allah Ta'ala and keep straight the relationship between yourselves. Obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam if you are true believers. This anfal refers to the spoils of war. And the spoils of war will be categorized differently. Sometimes we will call it ghanimat, and sometimes we will call it fay. Where you engaged in battle and then you received some spoils of war, then this is called mal ghanimat. And the other, where there was no war, there was no encounter, and the enemy had just surrendered and you received all that spoils, so this is called mal fay. And then this will be distributed differently. However, the Badr expedition was the first major encounter with the non-Muslims, with the Quraysh. And the Sahaba Kiram, at the end of the war, they had some differences of opinion. So basically they were divided into three groups. One group had been pursuing the enemy after the battle, giving them the chase that they may not return an attack. So they gave them the chase and they pursued them to see that the rest of the Muslims are safe and secure. The second group, they accumulated the spoils of war, whilst the third group took care of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at the end of the war, Each group felt that they were most entitled to the spoils. Those that pursued the enemy, they felt that we were most deserving. Those that accumulated the wealth, they felt we were more deserving. And those that took care of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for his safety and protection, they felt they were most deserving. Hence, there was a small difference of opinion on that occasion, and these verses were revealed. They asked you about the spoils of war. So say, the spoils really belong to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we are working for Islam, we are working for a common cause, the cause of Allah Ta'ala we are working for. So these spoils belong to the cause of Allah Ta'ala, to Allah Ta'ala Himself, and will be administered by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, belongs to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will be administered by Him as guided by Allah Ta'ala. But in all phases of your striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, remember one great principle, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear Allah Ta'ala and keep your relationship straight. Your relationship between yourselves, keep it straight. In other words, you hold firm to the cause of Allah Ta'ala, that must be the thing that is always on your mind. You are staunchly holding onto the cause. You aren't weakening, you aren't giving up, you're holding firmly to the cause. And together with holding staunchly to the cause, that you don't turn away, don't deviate from the cause, then because it's a common effort, there are numerous people that are jointly working for the cause. So remember that you need to maintain a straight relationship. Your relationship must be straight within yourselves. This relationship, don't let it be disturbed by any type of worldly motives and worldly considerations. So hold firmly to the cause, that's the first. And the second is, keep your relationship straight between yourselves. Don't let any other motives, selfish worldly motives, disturb this relationship. And how are you going to do this? Obeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul all the time, if you are true in your belief. May the Sajda ayat, recited as Sajda ayat, Sajda should be performed.